wasn't. We actually started making inquiries into this a long time ago, Greg. And what was clear is the IRS was misleading Congress in terms of what they were doing. You know, there was reporting and these rumors about conservative organizations, Tea Party, Patriot, Constitution, anybody with those words in their title or their name, getting a higher level of scrutiny, getting these overreaching questions, having their applications slow walked. And so we just, you know, we started to poke around a little bit, and it's pretty clear at this point now that the IRS was concealing and hiding this from Congress and from the American public. So, you know, it's an outrage. American people, I think, ought to be very, very concerned when they get an attack like this on their Bill of Rights.
Now, when you say you've known about it for some time, we're talking about over a year ago.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there were this whole idea of these threatening, sort of bullying tactics being used by the IRS with conservative organizations had been. You know, there was anecdotally it was out there. There was a little bit of reporting on it in the conservative media. But, you know, so we tried. We sent three letters starting in March of 2012, another one in June, another one in August, tried repeatedly to get some answers from the IRS, and they can continually stonewall us. And so we knew there was something out there. There was smoke. Turns out there was fire.
So what are your immediate concerns in the wake of all of this, Senator Thune?
Well, I think that just the fact, Greg, that a government, a big government that has abusing its power in this way, is willing to threaten, intimidate, bully people who disagree with them, give information to their friends so that they can attack their opponents. I mean, this is just, I described it once as kind of Chicago-style politics, and it really is. There's a culture surrounding this that really ought to be of great concern to people across this country. And there's got to be some accountability. Somebody has to pay for this. You know, the American people need to know that their government is transparent, that they're not misleading Congress, that they're not misleading them. They need to know that action is going to be taken to resolve this in a way that doesn't threaten in the future people who speak out for their political beliefs.
Well, as I mentioned, the acting IRS commissioner has resigned and the president accepted that. I mean, how far now should this go? I mean, what do you want to see happen here?
Well, you know, I think that they originally were writing this off as some low-level employees in Cincinnati. Well, now you look at the organizational chart of the IRS and you realize that this was a pervasive thing that infected a lot of offices and a lot of people. And so I think there needs to be a full investigation to determine exactly who all was involved with this and figure out whether or not there were any laws broken. I mean, I think this is there are potential criminal issues involved here. And, you know, so obviously we want to know that. We need to know if there are going to be other people that were involved with this, and if there are, they need to be held accountable as well. I mean, I think the initial resignation or firing, whatever you want to call it, was a good first step, but we're a long ways from having resolution on this. And I think that we need to get to the bottom of it. There are going to be a couple of congressional hearings about it. The DOJ now saying they're going to investigate it. All those things are necessary, in my view.
Do we need an independent investigation into all of these allegations?
Well, you know, it sure seems like whenever the Justice Department does it, it ends up being a little bit on the bias side. So, you know, I don't know whether or not there's a way that, you know, a mechanism for that. There's always a special counsel option. That's not something this administration has chosen to use in the past. But one way or the other, we need to get the facts out. I think the congressional hearings will be helpful if, in fact, the IRS will be forthcoming. If they won't, in some cases, as we know from these letters and responses this past year, they weren't. Then we need to get, it's going to take a, we're going to have to ratchet it up a little bit. But one way or the other, we've got to get to the bottom of it. People deserve to know the facts, and this is a very, very concerning and troublesome development in a free country where we value democracy and our Bill of Rights, and where people are really threatened and bullied and intimidated because of their political views and political beliefs. That's absolutely fundamentally wrong in terms of everything that makes this country what it is.
22 minutes past 8, partly cloudy and 52. Senator John Thune joins us this morning. I know Senator McConnell said the other day that he thought the allegations that were out a couple of days ago barely scratching the surface. He said, much like what you're saying, this is a pattern of intimidation that's going on. He said throughout that the White House is using, whether it's through the FCC, the FEC, he talked about health and human services, for instance, and he specifically talked about, shared his concerns about companies, private companies that have been critical of Obamacare now being asked to donate money to help sell Obamacare to the American public. I mean, do you share those kinds of concerns that the administration is involved in those kinds of things beyond just this with the IRS?
Well, I do, and the reason for that, Greg, is it appears there is a pattern here, and it appears to be a cultural thing. What's happening in this administration, and whether you characterize it as incompetence and the fact that the president doesn't know what's going on around him, or if this is willful, intentional, and being directed, those are things that we need to know. But I do think that there are lots of examples, and I'll give you another one that add to your list. You know, the EPA, we about a month ago sent a letter to them, and they finally pulled back. But they had taken the data from 80,000 farm and ranch families and given it to left-leaning, left-wing environmental groups. And it was very personal, confidential stuff. I mean, it was phone numbers, addresses, geographic coordinates of their farms, names, all that stuff was given to these people. And there were 500 farm and ranch families in South Dakota that were impacted by this, and they were outraged by it, and so we busted them on it, and they eventually pulled back. But it's just this culture of intimidating the people who are against you and trying to use the tactics of fear and bullying and aiding the people who are your friends in a way that just undermines, I think, the very fabric of our democracy.
Well, I've got to tell you, as I listen to you talk about these things, and I just became aware of this yesterday, what you're talking about with the EPA, I mean, all of this sounds to me like gross abuse of power.
Well, it is, and that's the thing that really is most concerning here. And as we've seen with this president, he has taken executive privilege and executive powers to a whole new level. And that's the thing I think that ought to be of greatest concern to the American people, and why it's time to put the foot down and draw a line in the sand and say enough already. This has got to stop, and we're going to find out what happened here, and there's got to be some consequence. And I think that's hopefully there'll be that kind of support across the country for what needs to be done here. But if this continues and these sort of tactics are overlooked or worse yet condoned, then we're just going to see more of them.
825, partly cloudy in 52. Senator John Thune is on the line. Let me also ask you, because, I mean, there's a myriad here of controversy and scandal that's going on in Washington, to ask for your thoughts maybe on what's going on with the Department of Justice and all of these Associated Press phone taps and phone records.
Well, that's another issue where evidently they were trying to find out some leaks that had come out as a result of, and leaks that evidently were harmful to potentially people, Americans that were trying to defend the country. But it sounds like the way in which they went about this was really, really, again, just secretive. There are ways to get that information that's very transparent, and they went about it in the backdoor way. There's just this pattern of secrecy and skirting the law. And you've got now examples on examples piling up, and that's the thing that we've got to stop. I mean, this is really appears to be a cultural thing, and I think it's creating a widening credibility gap for the president and his administration with the American people, and for good reason. I mean, this stuff just keeps rolling out, and eventually people are going to start saying, wait a minute, what do we got here? Is this a democracy, or we got some sort of police state?
So what, for those, who I've been hearing from who are, and I'm sure you have as well, who are absolutely outraged about the things that they're hearing, what can they expect to happen in Congress as a result of all of these things?
I think a couple of things. One is hearings. The House is going to have a hearing this week still, tomorrow, I believe, on the IRS thing, and Senate will have one next week. It will be dependent upon how much, and particularly in the Senate, bipartisan cooperation we can get, because obviously the Republicans don't control the Senate. So in order to get hearings and get inquiries into some of these things, you've got to get the Democrats to request them, because Republicans can't call hearings. We don't have that power in the Senate. But in the House, they do, and I hope that they'll do the necessary oversight. I think the Government Oversight and Reform Committee in the House, as well as other committees, are really looking at a number of these issues, and we'll do their best to get to the bottom of it. And we need to do that to the degree that we can influence the Democrats here in the Senate to do it as well. But the best way to make that happen is for the American people to weigh in. I think when the American people weigh in, then it gets the interest not only of Republicans here in Washington, but Democrats as well.
One of the things that I think people continue to be most angry about is what happened in Benghazi. There's been a high level of interest in the questions surrounding all of that. What's your take on the latest we've learned?
To me, that whole issue is there was just so much stuff from the very beginning that these attempts to try and control the damage and shape the message in a way that would be politically helpful at the expense of getting the facts out and doing the things that are necessary to protect Americans in the future and to find out what went wrong so we can prevent it from happening. And to me, this whole thing about the talking points that were used on those Sunday morning shows is the greatest example of just complete and utter efforts to politicize something that should have been so transparent. I mean, when you have the Libyan president saying this is a terrorist attack, when you have now this deputy chief of mission who testified in front of Congress last week saying we knew immediately it was a terrorist attack, and yet you got the administration sending one of their top people on several days later saying, yeah, this was about some YouTube video. I mean, it's just absolutely insane that we've had to put up with this kind of misleading information for this period of time. And so, there's still stuff. I think there are other shoes to drop. There are other whistleblowers that I think are going to come forward. And we need to continue to find out what happened there.